You're listening to the Who Cares News for Friday, October 11th, 2019. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
Back at it. New week.
Back at it.
New set of random facts for you today.
Okay.
The longest year in history was 46 BC. It was 445 days long.
Why?
That was when Julius Caesar transitioned from the Roman calendar to the current 365-day calendar. So there was a transition period.
Was it a, were they having a project process difficulty
had,
there?
Yeah,
or what?
I think it had something to do with that. Barbie.
Who's transitioning?
We're
still in the same year. Who's doing it?
Barbie has had more than 200 different jobs, including astronaut, doctor, rapper, and Canadian Mountie, which is important because today is Canadian Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Canada.
Only three of the 30 most watched TV finales have happened since 2000. That doesn't surprise me. Friends in 2004, Frasier in 2004, and Everybody Loves Raymond in 2005. Only three of the 30 most. But you know what? For the other 27, they didn't have 500 channels to compete with.
That's true. Or
DVRs, right? In around two-thirds of the country, Jeopardy airs before Wheel of Fortune. I know you wanted to know that. And in the other one-third, Wheel is first.
Okay.
I think Wheel's first here. Yeah.
Huh.
There you go.
I wonder why.
I can't believe those two shows have been on for as long as they've been on, and they have to be on together. It's actually a package deal.
I believe it.
No, it's, you can't buy one without the other if you're a TV show, a TV station. There you go.
Random facts. Well, it wouldn't seem right if they weren't after one.
Well, not now, after 40 years or whatever it is. It is time for the Who Cares News, and this is going to feel like 40 years, but really it's only a couple of minutes. What's going on today?
Well, happy birthday, Hugh Jackman. He turned 51.
That Australian triple threat, doggone
it. That's right.
He can sing, he can dance, he can act.
He's talented.
And do it with aplomb. Yeah.
So, he was showered with birthday wishes from fans across the globe.
Yes, of course, because he's Hugh effing Jackman.
That's true, including one sent by his frenemy. Talking about a cutie, Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be rich. I can just tell this is going to be rich.
It said, "Hello, Hugh. I was just going to wish you a happy birthday," Ryan began the video.
Mm-hmm.
"Then I saw what you said in a word, hurtful." "Enjoy the show, Hugh Jackman." So Ryan was referring to Jackman's stage performance from last week, where he did a little quip to his audience.
Yeah.
He said, "By the way, let's see Ryan Reynolds do that. Don't post that. I'll have like 3 million tweets from him in the next 2 seconds.
Oh, no. Hugh.
So Ryan sang happy birthday to Hugh in his video and nailed it, saying, "And I'm not even effing professionally trained, Jackman, you piece of..." And he flipped in the bird.
Of course he did. Now they are friends, actually. This is one of those you said frenemy, right?
Yeah. This is one of those Jimmy Kimmel, Matt Damon type of things.
Yeah. not as convincing.
No.
I don't think they want it to be as convincing.
Well, no.
But it's like when Ryan and Blake, they jab each other over their birthdays, and he does this with Ryan Gosling, and Ryan Reynolds is just a cool dude. I think. Let's hope he doesn't turn out to be a creep someday.
He seems like he's a cool dude. He sure is cute. Little cutie,
yeah,
Ryan Reynolds.
There you go. So happy birthday, Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
On Saturday.
51. I'd like to be 51.
Yeah, I was going to say, I kind of think I'd like to be 51 too.
Recently on The Tonight Show, Jimmy Fallon punked Taylor Swift
with
a video that her mom had given Jimmy.
Yep.
It shows Taylor post LASIK surgery.
Have you seen it?
No.
Have you seen the bit? It's hilarious. Taylor Swift has got goggles on and patches, And she can see, but she is totally stoned from the painkillers. And she's wandering around the house. and her mom's following her with the phone, taking a video. It's like, how could she not have known she was that out of it, that her mom was like, and she's like, you're making fun of me.
I'll have to watch that then.
Yeah, go check it out. It was actually, when you see it in the Tonight Show clip, because Taylor's on the show with Jimmy.
Yes.
And that's the best part, because her reaction's incredible.
I guess she was crying over a banana.
Yeah, she was in the video. Yeah. You know what? Taylor Swift, this is what I got to say about Taylor Swift. She has, she actually was meant to be a celebrity, I think.
Not
just because of her talent. She really handles herself well in every situation.
Well,
I mean, you go back 10 years to the Kanye West thing at the VMAs. She could have totally broke down. She could have stood there like she didn't know what was going on. She just carried on. She carries herself very well.
True.
This was a very mortifying moment for her on national television. And either she thought, I'm going to get him to cut it out, or she actually was going to go along with it. And she did. But you can tell she was surprised. She was shocked, actually. Somebody got through her camp.
Yeah, because a lot of people are, they think that this bit was staged.
Yeah, yeah.
Jimmy,
I don't think
Andy
it was.
Cohen.
Yeah, oh, was he?
Last
week.
Yeah. And he confirmed the video was not staged.
This was totally Taylor Swift like you've never seen her before. Imagine Taylor totally stoned on whatever she was on, you know, whatever. Vicodin or whatever. She was out of it. She was looking at the banana and she felt bad because she couldn't get it open. She felt bad for the banana. It's absolutely hilarious.
Oh, jeez.
So, yeah.
Well, she actually gave Jimmy props for being able to infiltrate her family to get the video.
I mean, yeah, what are you going to do? I mean, she's Taylor Swift. She's got like this wall of protection around her when it comes to anything when it comes to press. You know, even
the cone of silence.
The cone of silence. Only what Taylor wants to get out gets out. That's why I give her props for
that.
Because she was born to be a celeb. She's got that handled. She's got that.
I wish
dialed.
They all had it handled.
Yeah.
You don't, Kanye West.
Well, Kanye West. Well, I don't think Kanye's being quiet too these days.
Well, these days.
Yeah. I think last night on Kudake, we're not going to report on it, but I think last night on Kudake, they were talking about the Met Gala.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, and I guess Kanye did not approve of Kim's outfit for the Met Gala.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh.
So there you go. You should go watch that in your spare time today.
Yeah, sure. No problem.
All right. Speaking of spare time, you know who's got a lot of spare time on her hands? Halle Berry.
It's not even a surprise anymore.
I know.
It's not.
It's not the surprise that's the reason we do this.
And it doesn't. And now you're trying to fit it into what we're saying.
I've always done that.
I've always done that.
She handles herself well too. She was also born to be a celebrity. All right.
I did
get you there. All right. Have a great day. We'll do this again mañana. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.